This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back. Tonight, I'm honored to host Ozzie Smith's gala to benefit PGA Reach and OzzieSmithGolf.com. If you want to snag an extra seat, we're going to honor the life and career of Whitey Herzog. Many of his former players will be back at the Ritz tonight, so looking forward to that. This is the usual manager slot right here, Ollie Marmol, but with the season coming to an end, we have relieved him of that duty, and we have brought in John Mozeliak for a few minutes in the manager's spot. And that's because we're going to football at 11:30. Mo, I have to say, we appreciate you making time for us always. People may disagree sometimes on what you have to say, but one thing no one would ever disagree with is you make time for us on KMOX, and we are very grateful.
Sometimes? it doesn't seem like I can do anything right now, but we'll keep trying. Yeah, obviously a tough week. Anytime your season comes to an end, you turn on the TV and you're watching postseason games, and it kind of hits you. That's really where you want to be. And when you think back to the year and how many close games we lost by one run, and had we won six more games, we would have been playing earlier in the week. And that's the tough part to accept. And when you think about the 162 over the course of the season, there are games that, sometimes you just kind of shrug off, we'll get them tomorrow. But you realize the importance of getting those wins and how it does in the end matter. And I think that's the part of when your season comes to an end, how frustrating it is. And, speaking with Ollie and others over the last few days, multiple times, it's always tough. And so you're trying to unpack the season, but eventually you've got to turn that page and ultimately start focusing on 2025 and beyond. And as you saw in our press conference the other day, I mean, that's going to be our focus. And, hopefully we can build some roads and some bridges to get us to where we're finding those winning ways again.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. And, in watching these games yesterday, part of the reason the Royals and Mets are such a pain and why they are where they are, they put the ball in play. I mean, they make things happen. They make you field the ball and make you do something. And that was really lacking with the Cardinals, wasn't it? From a hitting standpoint, they just could not get it done with runners in scoring position.
We struggled all year scoring runs, and that's the name of the game. You watch these postseason games, look at the Mets. I mean, it wasn't like power. It was just stringing some base hits together and making the most of it. And and that was tough for us. And, you know, obviously had to make that tough decision and making a change with our hitting coach, and that's never fun. Turner Ward's a great guy, but, you know, it's a result business. And so sometimes you have to find change, and hopefully the next person we have in here has the ability to communicate with our guys and get a little bit more out of them.
And eventually you make a full staff announcement, right? And that would be coming here sometime this month?
For sure. Yeah. Obviously, we were hoping that would not get out, but it did. And so ultimately, we will have a complete announcement once we understand what everything looks like.
One thing you said in that, and you and I talked about this for weeks, about, you know, you wanted to be transparent. You told us straight ahead for weeks that front office reset was coming, change was coming, things were going to happen. You did jump in when Bill DeWitt Jr., the chairman, was talking about, fielded a question about salary, and you said, you know, payroll is going to be reduced. That, I guess the question is, we don't know how much of a reduction that is. It does depend on, doesn't it, what your philosophy is on existing players and what you're going to do here.
Yeah, exactly. And it also depends on what our revenues look like. So it's a little bit of the chicken and the egg scenario, but something that we are working through. But I feel like we just have to be transparent and let people understand expectations. And so ultimately, this offseason might look a lot different than maybe the previous 17 I've been involved in or 25 I've been involved in. And so, you know, ultimately, I still think we're going to have an exciting product to put on the field. I do think expectations for some of our younger players to take that step forward will definitely be our offseason focus. So we actually see that type of return when we get back on the field. But, you know, it is going to be a different offseason.
Mo, one more quick thing before we go. And I think, you know, we heard from Heim. I think everyone's eager to hear more from Heim. I think that's understandable. I mean, he's a new voice, and that fresh set of eyes has been watching you. How much would he be involved at the major league level, as he obviously is going to be heavily involved in player development?
Yeah, probably the easiest way to think about it is, you know, my responsibility is still the big picture and overseeing the entire baseball ops, but anything that really has direct effect on the future, meaning 26 and beyond, I certainly will counsel with him and let him be a part of that decision making.
Thank you for doing this, Mo. Appreciate you taking a few moments with us.
You bet. Have a great day.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, jumping in on Sports on a Sunday morning. Just to update us on a few things there. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to run through a few other sports headlines. And then at the bottom of the hour, it's Bob Ramsey, the voice of the Billikens, Chris Zimmerman, the CEO of the Blues. He's with us at 10:45. At 11:05, Mark Schreiber, President of the St. Louis Sports Commission. 11:15, Lutz Fan and Steel, the Sporting Director at Citi. We got a lot to do. 11:30 is Ravens Bengals. We'll get you updated on everything that's happening in sports next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.